Good morning. Kent, the Country Morning Show here with you today on New Country Z100. And last night on American Idol, I will just echo the sentiments of what I've been gathering online. Number one, a little bummed. Number two, just beaming with pride. And just an outstanding job that Amelia Eisenhower, went so far in this thing and did a duet with Kelly Pickler. Amelia joins me on the phone line right now. Good morning, Amelia.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I got my coffee.
You got your coffee rolling. We are so proud of you, number one. I remember, when was it that you sang the national anthem up there in Pinckneyville at the Threshermans convention or whatever?
2011?
Probably 2011. So from 2011 to 2016, you went from there, which is a pretty impressive stage, singing the national anthem there at the Threshermans convention in Pinckneyville, to the only thing. Do you realize last night you were like the only thing on Fox Network on American Idol? How does that feel?
Honestly, I feel very blessed to have even had the experience in the first place. Mm-hmm. So it just feels like a blessing.
I'm telling you what, I was there screaming at the television, and I took several screenshots, and I want to ask you, is it hard to play the fiddle and smile at the same time, because you were doing a great job of smiling while you were fiddling?
Oh, yeah, it's very hard. My mom had to yell at me, actually, because I was classically trained, and classical pianists usually don't smile. Like, you just don't. It's
right.
Not...
When you are playing a Beethoven piece on the violin, you typically don't smile, do you?
No. Okay. Yeah, you're not teasing for the camera when you're playing with an orchestra.
Yeah. And how about, honestly, Amelia, like, how long do you have to practice with the band and with Kelly Pickler? Like, take us through that. How does that work?
First, you practice with your vocal coaches and you get your arrangements lined out and things like that. And they kind of guide you vocally if, say, your key is too low, you sound bad, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
It just does happen. But then you get maybe, I want to say, 4 days to practice with the band.
4 days. Okay.
The band has everything down pat. They are an incredible band.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I say, Ricky Miner's band... Those guys, they're something else.
Oh, I'm telling you.
They're not human. They're not human people.
They just know how to carry a show, and they're professionals at what they do. And then you're singing with Kelly Pickler. Did you have like 30 minutes with Kelly to get this done? Or like, how did that go with Kelly?
The first time I met up with Kelly, I want to say I had maybe 45 minutes with her.
Uh-huh.
And then we just got to run another, we got to run two dry rehearsals after that with the band at the venue.
Okay.
And then you perform. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's been a grand total of, 2.5 hours rehearsal top with the band.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you something here. I want to go to a piece of audio that I want to play for you, and I'm sure you've had it all along right here, but here's what the judges had to say last night, and I'm really playing this for folks who may not have heard it. This is after your duet with Kelly Pickler on American Idol. Here we go.
One of my favorite things is to see somebody who's young and up and coming, and to see somebody like Kelly, who's still very young and up and coming, and not even at the prime of her life, really, but clearly who has a tremendous amount of experience, and try to school a youngster like you, and you come out fighting.
Yeah.
I love that. I thought that was absolutely terrific.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I felt exactly the same. It was such a great song for you to do, and I thought the spirit was great. You stepped up to the plate in a big way. It was great to see you play, too, Amelia.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You felt right at home with Kelly. I think Kelly was really good for you. She was probably the perfect mentor for you, and you were really lucky to have that, and it showed in your performance. It was a really good job.
So after I hear comments like that, Amelia, I'm thinking, well, hey, we are safe and sound and ready to go.
Kind of thought the same thing.
We thought the same thing, really.
Yeah.
Apparently, a friend of mine was watching, and my face
were very disappointed at the very end.
Well, I mean, hey, it's a disappointing thing.
It wasn't what we, like, I didn't see you coming. I didn't see you coming at all.
Yeah. Well, there's not too many people that can sing on key and then and play the violin slash fiddle and hang with Kelly Pickler on a national worldwide spotlight at 16 years of age. I mean, it was just really, really impressive, and we're very, very proud of you. But, I mean, this happened, I mean, this was recorded when? Last week?
Yeah.
So you all have had to sit on this for a whole week.
That was the hardest part of all.
I bet.
Yeah. Because to finally have the show air last night and to be able to get on live stream and just talk to everybody,
mm-hmm.
and be able to sing again, be able to sing together, you know, with me and her and Andy. I mean, to me, that was therapy. It was great.
That
was hard.
Well, I'll tell you this, too, that, you know, you've got out here at a time when, and I don't want to get into the business side of it, but now you guys, if I'm correct in saying this, you're kind of free to go and now use this as a platform to do your own thing, right?
Absolutely. That's the biggest blessing of it all is that we got a huge platform to launch, you know, Amelia's career, to launch the band from... And everything, because now you know we've had this huge audience, and so we get to use that to our advantage. And but we got out soon enough that we get to be back in the driver's seat, which is where we want to be in the first place.
Well, that's an amazing blessing in and of itself. What did Kelly Pickler say to you? Did you guys get to talk with her a little bit after this whole thing was decided, and what'd she have to say?
Oh yes, she. I'm trying to think of a good single line.
Okay.
Because Kelly Pickler, she's a talker. She is a hoot. That girl, that's what you get. She is absolutely precious.
There's just good things in your future here. We've got, 16 years of age, and you've proven that you can handle yourself and compose yourself and be on a national spotlight here. We're excited. I mean, we're pumped. I'm just feeling real lucky that y'all decided to come here to Z100, and we kind of feel like we're a part of your family here. And I know for a fact, too, Rhonda, you were wanting to say something to a group up in DuCoin this morning.
Oh, yes. I'd like to say two things. But anyhow, the first thing is we'd like to give a huge shout out to DuCoin Middle School. Champions. You guys won the state championship last night. We are so proud of you guys. You know, that's huge to those kids, and that win to those kids is every bit as large as what we did on American Idol, and we're so proud of those guys. We're so proud of those kids. That's a memory they will take home with them for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember state championships when I was in school, and it's still huge in my mind to this day. and also, you know, we want to thank American Idol. They had thousands and thousands and thousands of people audition for this final season. Amelia got to be a part of making American Idol history.
Mm-hmm.
She made it to the top 24. She got to be on national TV. And we, you know, we're not sore towards Idol. I mean, it's a show above all. It's a reality TV show.
Yeah.
And they had to make a lot of hard choices. And so we're thankful that we got the opportunity for her to be on the show and for her to make it as far as she did.
Hey, man, we weren't even planning on that.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know. You don't know what they're looking for. And we definitely want to wish the remaining 14 contestants, we want to wish them well. And because it's
get a lot tougher.
Yeah, it's about to get a lot tougher. From here on out, every Friday, somebody's flying home.
Yeah.
You know, because one person, there can only be one winner. So...
Well, you all did a phenomenal job, and Amelia, we're very, very proud of you, and we are looking forward to amazing things in the future. The next question is, when are you going to get back home to Southern Illinois and do some type of concert? Because it's going to be a packed house, and whenever that is.
Well, we don't have anything planned in the immediate future right now. We've got a few things to get lined out,
mm-hmm.
But there is a little rumor.
Mm-hmm.
About Heron Fest.
Okay, we can't really get into that, but I'm going to keep that rumor right here under lock and key. All right, well, hey, y'all have a wonderful day in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for your time. Thank you for everything that you've done for us here at Z100, and we'll continue to rock out. And I'm going to play one of your songs from your band right now, okay?
Yeah.
Now, before I let you go, tell me about this song, What Your Mother Told You. Is Amelia, are you singing lead on this one?
I am singing lead on that one.
Okay.
And so, I'm trying to remember how this song came about. This song was written by myself and Brian Ward. He's down in Mississippi. Shout out to Brian. Hey, Brian, good morning. So this song was written by myself and Brian, and we were sitting in the studio having a little songwriting session, and so he had come up with the verses, and we were trying to think, you know, of a fun hook for the song, and I've just chimed in about do what your mother told you. And so it's just a fun song. It's got a little hint of Motown in it, a lot of Mississippi soul and stuff to it too. You know, it's a really fun song.
Well, we're going to give it a whirl right here. We're very, very excited for what's to come with Amelia Eisenhower and the Eisenhower Family Band. Thank you all. Way to go. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, here it is. This is What Your Mother Told You with Amelia Eisenhower taking the lead this morning from American Idol, right back here.